Jaden Smith said Young Thug wanted to know, what's good, my boy?
And Rachel Ray says she often yells at her husband, but hear why she says that's a good thing.
Also, which actress says she was never any good? Lots of tea to spill. So,
let's get this started
in here.
All right, y'all, leave it up to Cat Williams to make a strange and slightly offensive compliment sound amazing. So SZA opened up to Kendrick Lamar during an interview for Harper's Bazaar about working on her first film, which is an untitled comedy starring Kiki Palmer and Cat Williams. All right, SZA had a rather awkward conversation with the comedian, and here's what she said went down. I met Cat Williams on set. He told me I was mentally ill, like as a compliment. He was like, "Sir, I believe you might have some mental," and I was like, "Illness?" And then he told her, "You're welcome." How is that a compliment?
Because I think when you're doing like a movie, especially something in the comedic space, and you take some weird, crazy choices, getting told that by Cat Williams is a compliment.
Right.
Because someone probably said that to him at some point, because he wanted him once, you know?
I think a lot of gifted people are special like that and have like different things going with them. That's what makes them like original and special.
Oh yeah, well, and especially like HK was saying, in a comedy film, which is all about like even something like subtle or something big, it's like, who knows what decisions she's making in this film to get that response from him.
Yeah, but I don't even mean it all, it was all of that. You know how people, black people just talk, you mentally ill, girl. He didn't mean that she was crazy or nothing like that. He probably just called her mentally ill.
I don't think they would have said it exactly like that, though. Like, they'd have probably just said, yo, you ill. Like, you know, like, the mental part.
Well, yeah, we would have leave mental out, that's a long word. So, ill, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a compliment that was weird, but you processed it like, yeah, I think that's a good thing?
Somebody might tell me, bitch, you sick.
Okay.
That was a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was a good way.
And how was your health that day?
Probably sick, but I took it.
Well, Jaden Smith dished on his best tour experience ever, and he says it was when he was on tour with Young Thug. But Thug got a little concerned about Jaden and wanted to know if everything was good with him because he didn't have the typical green room most rappers have. Check this out.
He used to always come into my dressing room and be like, bro, there's no girls in here. And I'd be like, oh, no, you know, I'm, and he'd be like, bro, I haven't seen you with any girls. I'm really worried. I would like go and hang out with people just so that like he would see me, so that he wouldn't worry.
Was that a motion cap outfit?
It looked like a camouflage mocap outfit, which doesn't make any sense.
Like when they trying to put you in a video game, they put them little dots on you and stuff so they can capture your emotions. That was an ill outfit.
Tracking dots.
They probably a Louis Vuitton outfit because he's using pearls this season.
Okay.
Oh, like those
yeah,
are all
pearls? Yeah, he's a Louis Vuitton model, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense, okay. Then. I mean, like, Jaden Smith is like one person I don't think you have to worry about. I remember years ago, I ran into him at Comic-Con, right? And you know, sometimes people just be out and about. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to like pull him aside and like get like a little piece for him for, you know, for Dish. And he's like, nah, I can't right now, bro, man. I got these ladies over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, said it so cool, you know what I mean? And then, he was off to doing what he was doing. Like, you know, I just think he don't like distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I get that.
He can rap, too. I think he's one of the coolest kids on the planet, for real. He's very eclectic and different in his own way, and I love his fashion style, for real.
Mm-hmm. Now, him and Willow are sick like that.
They don't mind pushing the envelope, and I love that about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can tell they're raised to be confident kids, which is a huge compliment to their folks.
Yeah, their own lane.
I wonder who he's going to slap.
Well, y'all, Rachel Ray is not only out here giving people great recipes, she's also giving her secret recipe for love. On her new podcast, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead, the talk show hosts reveal that her and her hubby of almost 20 years, John Cusimano, always have screaming matches. She said, John and I don't calm it down ever. We have huge screaming matches all the time, but I think that's healthy. I really do. And I don't trust people that are too quiet. Too quiet freaks me out. I prefer that you tell me what you think, when you think it, and let's just get it all out there. Are y'all like Rachel?
Yep. Yeah, you need to get it out there. All that holding it in, that causes stress, tension, high blood pressure.
You can get it out, but you don't have to yell.
That's my thing, is she lost me a little bit at the yelling, but I was with her on the quiet. Like, folks can be too quiet, and that's a little, but also saying it right when you feel it, there's something to that.
Yeah, it's tricky, because a lot of times, I don't ever say the first thing that comes to mind all the time.
You gotta be careful.
Because it's really up usually.
Yeah.
And I have to, you know, like, I bring it to a six. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And think about it carefully before you get to it. So, like, I mean, but if that's the dynamic that worked for her relationship, more power to them.
I mean, they both probably have high blood pressure. I mean, when you scream like that, it's just a lot of strain on you.
But it gets it out. It means that you mean business.
Well, go work out. Go do something else to get your frustration off. You don't have to yell, like.
I just would not want to hear my partner's yelling voice at me all the time.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't do the wrong thing.
Ava Mendez gave an interview and explained why we haven't seen her in a film in 10 years. She said, "I was never in love with acting. I don't mean this in a self-deprecating way. I wasn't a great actress. I had my moments when I worked really great with people." Now, damn, is she struggling with low self-esteem? Because at first she didn't think she was pretty, and now...
She's a damn attention.
Why would you say that?
You just said yesterday you had low self-esteem or whatever she was dealing with yesterday.
She didn't think like she was attractive.
She didn't feel attractive.
That's probably all from the same interview.
I don't understand why she would have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Especially with Ryan Gosling making her feel good and special and loved and all that.
Because he's sick of her, so he got to do
something.
He's
not sick of her. He loves her.
Well, she should be strengthful and knowing who she is. If you got this man by your side every day, you shouldn't have to worry about what the world
says. You never know what she's been through, though, Gary.
Well, maybe they need to go on wife swap with Rachel Way and her husband. Oh, and he could yell at her and tell her how good she is. Don't you know what you're capable of? Do you realize my forearms look like this because I saw We Own the Night? Something for them. Alright, yo, let's get into this. Well, comedian Corey Holcomb's mic was on fire when he pulled up the Cam Newton's Funky Friday podcast. Now, the two men started politicking about women in relationships. Then Corey revealed what his type of woman is. Listen to this.
Women in poverty, I can control them better. A girl who can't afford to say, "F you, Corey, I'm gone." She just can't afford to do it. So I take advantage of that. Now, that might be wrong, but her poverty and my needs, most of the time, it even out.
May the church say amen. So what do you think? Does Corey have a point when it comes to dating a woman living in poverty? Because I say that on both sides. Whoever is on the more desperado side of the relationship, they're the ones who, like, you know, are gonna go all out because they have nothing to lose.
I don't know if he's got a point, but he's definitely got a tactic. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if that's your scenario and you're fine and they're fine with it, I mean, like, that's okay.
Corey is crazy, and he's saying this out loud.
Yeah, but that's been his MO, his whole comedy career. Like, that has always been his stance on it. He always likes a woman in the struggle.
So, damn, every woman we see him with, we got to think she's in the struggle.
Probably so.
That's not going to make somebody he's with feel good.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm with Corey. That means I'm trifling, you know, whatever. She's having a hard time.
So he'll never get with a woman that has something?
Nope.
Because he don't like getting cursed out, I guess. I don't know.
That also means his DMs are lit. What are those DMs like?
Yo, can you please cash at me $5?
Yeah. Right. I'm struggling, Corey. Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Khloe Kardashian gets the sweetest meal from her baby girl. More on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Guys, isn't this sweet? Little True Thompson made her mama some breakfast.
Aww.
Slow Khloe Kardashian posted a video of True True coming through with a quick culinary sleigh for the most important meal of the day. Look at this.
You made me breakfast? What is it?
Yogurt, raspberries, grapes, and bananas. And Oreos.
Oh, and Oreos and a smoothie, True?
And another
one. Thank you for my breakfast.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
Well, she was also standing on the treadmill with the tray and the Oreos. It's really cute.
Oh, my goodness. Those are like Halloween Oreos with orange in the middle.
The orange in the middle.
How sweet.
That's an adorable thing for a kid to do.
Yeah.
But you know Khloe ain't eating no Oreos.
No. Probably the banana and the yogurt.
Yeah, and the banana and the smoothie, and that's it.
I feel like that whole meal was a ploy for True to get more Oreos.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Two for me.
Like, Mommy, you're not going to eat those Oreos. Yeah. Can I have them?
Oh, see, a kid will make a move like that.
Yeah,
oh, you don't want those?
They're calculated.
I'll put them up for you.
Especially meeting them on the treadmill when you know they're getting ready to work out and probably shouldn't be eating Oreos.
Yeah.
Man, these kids is manipulative.
Oh, that's very smart.
I still think my daddy did that and he put that banana right there to remind her.
Yo. Of potassium?
Yeah. All right.
Everyone knows that Jason Kelce's wife, Kylie, does not play around when it comes to him. Mm. In the past, we've dished about how she requires him to go to the gym because he gets a little funky attitude if he doesn't. Well, during a recent interview, Jason revealed another health requirement that Kylie has for him. Check it out.
I was working out the other day, and Kylie's like, if you get a six-pack, I will be furious. And I'm like, all right.
She likes the
kick. I guess that's not happening. Yeah, that's right.
A lot of women like men with a little cushion for the pushing. What y'all think, Gary? What you like?
Well, I recently realized it because I have a friend that loves fat guys. And after he explained to me why, I'm like, that changed my ways.
What was the main?
Yeah.
Just, can you keep it PG?
How did he get you?
We got to remember, honey, just because a person is fat doesn't mean that they don't have all the requirements that they need, you know, to take care of a person.
Okay. And that has nothing to do with them being squishy and soft and comfortable.
No, honey.
Squishy and soft and comfortable?
Yeah, squishy and
fun
soft
to snuggle.
To lay on and cuddle, snuggle with.
They have fat bands. Right?
Some people like soft, you know,
yeah,
instead of sticks and bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, we don't need sticks and bones.
Mm-hmm. Y'all like them skinny women with no meat on the bones.
I need some meat on
the
bones.
Well, you can see the hip bones poke out.
I mean, a little peak of a hip bone's okay, but, like, I don't want to see ribs.
A lot of black women ain't got that.
No heroin chic.
No. Give me 3 o'clock Thanksgiving afternoon. Stuffed. Well, from gaining weight to losing it. Okay, are you curious about Ozempic or Wegovy, but you can't get your hands on it?
Well, honey, that's where Ro comes in.
Well, Gary, through Ro, you can access prescription-compounded GLP-1s with the same weight loss ingredient as brand-name GLP-1s at a fraction of the cost.
Ro has compounded GLP-1s in stock now. You can get it in 1 to 4 days if you qualify. Ro members have support throughout the whole process.
And if eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions.
And you can see if you qualify from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms.
If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you in 1 to 4 days.
It's getting cold out, so anytime that I don't have to leave the house is a good day. Tell the people where to go, Headcrack.
Go to ro.co/dish. Membership start at just $99 for your first month. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/dish. Go to ro.co/safety for black box warning and full safety information. Compounded medication is not required to and does not receive FDA review or approval. RX only.
Up next, Kendrick Lamar reveals what made him cry. And Snoop Dogg talks OnlyFans, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Now, along with making hits and selling out shows, Kendrick Lamar is getting in touch with his softer side. Now, he recently sat down with SZA for Harper's Bazaar magazine and spoke about how his childhood affected his ability to show emotions. He said he recently learned that vulnerability is not a weakness. And when asked when the first time he let himself cry and show emotion, he said this. The first time I allowed it to happen is documented, actually, on stage in 2011. Dre passed me the torch, and a burst of energy just came out, and I had to let it flow. My tears is all on the internet.
Is anybody shocked by this? Because I'm not, because he seems very, like, you know, let his feelings flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not shocked at all.
Mm-mm. Did any of y'all growing up thinking that crying was a sign of weakness?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
I think that's standard practice coached especially into boys and young men.
Yeah. I never saw my grandmother cry. I caught her one time and she was not happy that she got caught. So
really?
They tell you when you cry it shows your weakness, so then people know your weakness and they know what breaks you down. So you never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you cry.
Well, baby, I cry for everything, honey. I love crying. Mm-hmm.
In front of people though?
Yeah, hell, I cried when Brett cried for her birthday here. That was a cry.
Damn, how you gonna throw me under this? No, I cry a lot since I had my child.
Put a straight tear.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yes, honey.
Okay, y'all, moving on. We pretty much see Snoop Dogg everywhere. Well, the one place he won't be is OnlyFans. Snoop was offered $100 million to join OnlyFans, and he turned it down. But hear why he said no and if he regrets it.
Hey, y'all. Is it true that you turned down $100 million to be on OnlyFans out of respect for your wife? And is there any part of you that regrets that decision?
Were you offered? Yes. Yeah, I did turn down $100 million, yes, and the only part that regrets it is my friend down there.
your regrets not going on OnlyFans.
He said,
your wanted the exposure.
He said that $100 million he would have been able to spend untaxed.
That's a lot of money to turn. Like, do you realize how situated in your financial situation you have to be like, nah, I'm good.
$100 million.
That's probably why you got blessed with that Olympics thing.
Yeah, once you've shown it on OnlyFans, the Olympics might not be calling you.
Man, for $100 million, I'm not even clearing that up with the missus. Like,
no, I know that's
hard. I'm gonna ask my kids, are they okay with it? Because at the end of the day, they're the ones really gonna reap the benefit. Yeah. Like, listen, your mother don't want us to be great. How would you like to have enough money to where, like, it's never an issue ever again? You know what I mean?
Like, $100 million is enough for, like, OnlyFans to get a hold of me, and they're like, stop. Stop posting it. No one wants to see it anymore. You've been putting videos up every single day for 100 days. That's what $100 million would get from me.
I know I wouldn't get offered that much, but I would do it for a couple hundred thousand.
A couple hundred thousand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we start a GoFundMe?
Yeah. I'll show you all the eyes and everything.
Nope, please.
Up next, honey, one wife finds some very shocking tea about herself from her husband's co-worker. Mm, that tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
this is it.
Okay, buckle up. This is wild. One woman online needs our help with some advice, guys. So while at a bar one night, this woman met one of her husband's coworkers who she thinks recognized her from pictures. Okay. And he greeted her, and while chatting, the coworker says, "It's great that you guys are still so close. I haven't talked to my brother in ages." She brushed that off, but then she ran into another coworker of his that made a similar comment. So it looks like her husband had told people at work that she's his sister and not his wife.
Oh.
So now she wants to know, is it a big deal? Should she confront him about it? The answer's yes.
Absolutely. Advice from us? Yes. Hell yes.
Wow. I know that she doesn't even have to be awkward about it. She could just be like, you know, the silliest thing, you know, I was hanging out the other night and your coworker John came up to me and thought I was your brother or your sister, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but I think he just probably want to keep his relationship private.
No.
No, that's not.
Well, private for the interest of flirting around at work.
Yeah. He got a work wife.
Yeah.
Well,
she should play into it. Like, when people be like, we still close, like, yeah, we just had a baby, and give no other further context.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, office romances are not where it's at, boys and girls. I've heard. That's what people have told me.
How would you
I've
know?
Heard. Anyhow, that's all the show we have for today. Be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Y'all see how you got up out of there.
We gotta go. Well, it's time to wrap it up.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.